Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From New York City guitarist Charlie Apicella leading the organ trio Iron City, that was the tune The Business, and he's good at that, off his 2012 CD, The Classics, as we kick off this new hour of jazz business here on Neon Jazz. So Charlie has been at it putting together quality albums, 3+, for quite some time now. And we caught up with him recently at Neon Jazz to talk about his life and music. And this is what he had to say about his approach to each successive album.
So each one of my records is like a concept album, which I think is a little different, you know, in the jazz world. And I really pride myself on having very intricate but logical arrangement, having developed that skill to arrange so clearly and logically is what allows me to progress to this point now, where I'm now writing. Sonny Fortune is on the new record, and we're doing concerts with him now, and that's a monumental achievement for me.
So Charlie was fortunate to have studied improvisation and composition with the great Pat Martino, Yusef Lateef, Archie Shepp, and even Dave Stryker, along with all the music and performances in the greatest jazz city on the planet. He has published lessons for Downbeat and Just Jazz Guitar magazines, and he hosts his own private lesson teaching website. His straight-ahead sound has him among first call as an accompanist for vocalists, and his Freddie Green-style rhythm guitar playing that keeps him in constant demand for big bands. He's another New York City cat that has reached out to Neon Jazz, and we are very glad he did, and it's great to kick this show off with him. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Dimino, coming to you from a town full of our own jazz lore, with cats like Herman Mahari and Stanton Kessler and Bob Bowman making jazz sound right here in Kansas City, Missouri, armed with another stack of quality jazz wax for your soul to sing about. So one of Charlie's teachers was the wise and cool guitar legend Pat Martino. As we go into the 1972 tune, The Visit, off the CD Giants of Jazz, have a listen to Charlie reflect on Pat's teachings.
If nothing more, it's one of the big things I've gotten from Pat is a re-emphasis on something I learned from Yusef Lateef, who was my first music teacher, which is just be yourself, trust your instincts. The way that I really push myself forward in music is to put myself in the company of older musicians. So not only these mentors, but also older musicians that I can hire to play in the band.
Thank you. This is Pat Martino. As soon as possible, definitely give a listen to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was jazz pianist, poet, and prolific artistic force Cecil Taylor with the tune Wallering off the 2014 CD Looking Ahead, and that's all he did. This innovator of jazz was a classically trained cat, but his sounds and rhythms were anything but non-characteristic, and he influenced huge legions of future jazz musicians. He was raised in Queens as an only child to a middle-class family. At six, he started playing piano. And in 1955, he moved from Boston to New York City. There he formed a quartet with soprano saxophonist Steve Lacy, and the path to legendary status would begin. In 2014, his career and 85th birthday were honored at the Painted Bride Art Center in Philadelphia with a tribute concert event called Celebrating Cecil. And we profile him specifically because we recently lost him on April 5, 2018, at the age of 89. Thanks for the music and that spirit, Cecil. You will be missed. From the 16-18 piece big band, this is the Count Basie Orchestra with the high-energy rendition of Chicago via the 1970 LP High Voltage on this high-energy hour of Neon Jazz, kids.
This is Daryl Nissen from News from Planet Nissen. You're listening to Neon Jazz Radio with Joe Dimino.
That was drummer, educator, and composer Daryl Niffen with the cut Peace Journey off his newest 2018 CD, News from Planet Niffen, and there's plenty of that. So his creativity permeates all aspects of his life, from creating original instruments from recycled materials with his students at school to composing inventive pieces that push the boundaries of jazz and rock. As a musician, he brings all parts of his world into an intense focus, and he has been at it for some time. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about how it all began.
And we would always play music with my dad and my cousins. So I have a picture of me on my website playing drums on my grandpa's lap when I was like 6 months old. You know, got my first drum set when I was like five. I've always been playing in like garage bands or playing with family bands. My whole family, they're a bunch of hippies, so, you know, they're always turning me on to cool music. Return to Forever, my uncle got me into them. And, you know, Grateful Dead, Return to Forever, all sorts of stuff. That was kind of my roots.
So Daryl takes pride in designing music learning experiences that help students achieve their own personal goals and becoming lifelong music participants, much like himself. From the cool of Eddie Howard leading the orchestra, this is the song Careless off the 1977 LP Golden Hits, and they always are with a silver twist here on Neon Jazz.
Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was composer, trumpeter, and vocalist Nate Berkey with the cut Cinema Paradiso off his latest offering, 2018's Rome. Going right on into some comforting Italian roots, that's exactly what he's doing. So his quiet but intense demeanor typifies his pursuit of the evolution of his own music personality. So he's a Colorado native who is now based in New York City, and he has built a solid reputation for creating a modern mainstream musical voice steeped in subtle swing and expressive lyricism with his own comparisons to Miles Davis and Chet Baker. From the great Philadelphia-based multi-instrumentalist Vince Tempio, this is the tune Afternoon off his newest 2018 CD, Sound Plan, as this sound plan known as Neon Jazz stretches on.
Hello friends, this is Charlie Apicella here in Brooklyn, New York. You can hear me and my band Iron City on my favorite show, Neon Jazz, with Joe Dimino.
That was the Oscar Peterson Quartet with Blueberry Hill off the 1984 LP, A Tribute to My Friends. This Canadian jazz piano legend, the Maharaja of the keyboard, has put out over 200 recordings, won 8 Grammy Awards, and played thousands of concerts worldwide in a career lasting more than 60 years. In 1940, at 14 years of age, Peterson won the national music competition organized by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. After that victory, he dropped out of high school in Montreal, where he played in a band with Maynard Ferguson, and that was some real-world stuff. And from there, his proverbial star was rising into the jazz strata. From the KC Institution, who left us way too soon, this is pianist and bandleader Benny Moten, joined by the Kansas City Orchestra back in 1931 with the tune Won't You Be My Baby off the CD Kansas City Hot Jazz, next on the show.
Hi, this is Kansas City jazz guitarist Jeff Shirley. You're listening to Joe Dimino with Neon Jazz.
That was saxophone master Zoot Sims with the tune Someone to Watch Over Me. Following in the footsteps of Lester Young, he made his own style shine. Man, this is an LP I got my hands on, and I dig it the most. From the brilliant Quincy Jones back in 1959, this is his take on Tickletoe off the double album The Birth of the Band, featuring performances with Zoot Sims, Clark Terry, Harry Edison, and Phil Woods. It's a gem right here on Neon Jazz. Thank you. And finally, I send out one to my dad, Joe Sr. He loved Neil Diamond. He used to blare him while we would drive early on weekend mornings to a coveted fishing hole. This is the song simply called B, off the 1973 LP, Jonathan Livingston Seagull, the TV series. So it's with that, we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with the spirit of a bird of flight, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We love to hear from you out there in Radioland. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.